Time for our local hero spotlight with Kristen Wilmer from CESA, the local hero, folks, and a family that I have known pretty much as long as I have been in the Valley, from Leiden Glen Farm, Mark Dupree, Kristen Nicholas, and Julia Nicholas Dupree. Julia, my first encounter with you was when Rachel Maddow was the host here at the morning show, and you came in to visit her in the studios of WRSI. What were you doing?
Is that when we brought her bacon?
You brought her bacon?
Yeah.
So you raise pigs?
We used to.
What I know Mark from is raising lamb and going to the Tuesday market in Northampton every week and asking if he has lamb sausage. Can't tell you how great a lamb sausage on the grill and a bottle of Pinot Noir is. But Julia, you must have been like 5 or 6 years old then, and now you're a grown woman.
I'm almost 15 and a half.
I know Rachel Maddow has sort of fallen off the radar for most people. She's gone into relative obscurity, but do you ever keep up with that person and her whatever she's been up to lately?
No, but I was at my aunt's house when she has like cable TV, and I saw Rachel Maddow on TV the other day.
You could say, hey, I know her. Mark, you raise lamb.
Yeah, it's pasture-based production where we live up in the hills of Leiden. Mm-hmm. Leiden's the land and no flat land. And I've taken a lot of this land and done rotational grazing with sheep.
What is rotational grazing? Moving them from pasture to pasture?
Yeah. It's kind of become a local fixture as far as moving several hundred sheep up and down the road, sometimes with my donkey Eeyore and my llama Jeremy with 200 or 300 sheep walking behind, and then my border collie Nessie.
You're like a traditional shepherd.
Pretty much, yeah.
How did the donkey and the llama and the dog help with the sheep? Do they actually wrangle the sheep in the way that you like envision from Heidi? And
well, Nessie's job is she's a herding dog. Eeyore's job really is a guard
emotional
animal.
Support.
Emotional support.
Thanks for noticing me today.
And being a guard animal and saying, you know, coyotes, stay away.
Uh-huh. And what about the llama? Just
for
fun.
His job is to be Eeyore's buddy.
Now, Eeyore, as many people will know, is the name of the donkey in Winnie the Pooh. And Eeyore took all of your sheep on some sort of Winnie the Pooh-esque exploit.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, when we had that Halloween blizzard, my electric fences suddenly stopped working because there was, you know, the power was out. Eeyore decided that it was time to head to the barns, which are in Bernardston, which is 5 miles from where they were grazing. So we just kind of headed down the road with 200 sheep.
They all followed Eeyore.
Yeah. And I got a phone call from somebody saying, hey, Mark, you know, you realize your sheep and donkey are heading down the road? And I said, that's fine. They know what they're doing.
How are sheep to work with as an animal in their personality, in their temperament? Do they get ornery?
No.
Not like those stupid goats.
Kristen, you were saying earlier that you can actually learn a lot about how humans behave, how people behave by looking at your sheep.
So we're about to start lambing about January 18th.
Does that mean birthing lambs, or what does that mean?
Yeah. And
it doesn't mean like escaping, like they're on the lamb.
No.
I can't believe I didn't use that joke when Eeyore took the sheep away. The sheep are on the lamb.
Yeah, so lambing is the term for when sheep have babies. They're seasonal breeders, so that means they can start becoming pregnant in August, and mm-hmm. it's 5 months gestation. So
yeah.
We put our rams in, and we know 5 months later we'll have babies.
What I also think is fascinating about your family is that not only is Mark, your husband, raising these lambs for people to eat, but you are like a rock star in the world of wool. Now, it's not necessarily the same wool from these sheep, but you go to any bookstore, or especially like, say, to Webb's or whatever, you are the number one like yarn person in the whole
country. I'm not number one, but I'm well known in the yarn business. We met at Oregon State University. I'm from New Jersey, city girl.
Mm-hmm. Jersey's well known for cattle.
Oh,
not
yeah.
that Jersey,
yeah,
but
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know the first thing about sheep. Mark started studying sheep production in Oregon. We actually bought our first 4 sheep before we were married. My mother said, some people get engaged, Kristen gets sheep.
It's very traditional if you go to the Middle East. I can't tell you, when I was in the Middle East, how many people offered sheep or camel for the women that I was walking around with. 4? I think you could have at least gotten 7 out of the deal, though.
So we bought these sheep, and they were Romney sheep, and that's how we began, and we've literally had thousands and thousands of sheep.
You've also made me a lamb shank.
Well, I thought you might like it. It's sort of Italian style,
oh,
and I know you've got that
that's right.
Italian thing going.
This is so delicious.
So here's the thing. Most Americans don't know how to cook lamb.
Uh-huh.
And so when we started selling at the farmers markets, it became clear that we had to develop a recipe program for them. I have been researching and developing recipes for the last, I guess, 4 years. We have a table full of recipes, things like lamb curry, tagine from Morocco, this beautiful lamb shank, Indian spice meatballs, all kinds of things. And you can find those recipes on our website.
LydenGlenLamb.com. Mark Dupree, Kristen Nichols, and Julia Nichols Dupree. You are in high school now. Are you going to go on? What are you going to do after you get out of high school, Julia, who I met many years ago in WRSI in the studios with Rachel Maddow?
Currently, I think I want to maybe pursue a radio career.
I will try to talk you out of it.
Why?
We'll talk off the air. You can check out the Lydon Glen meats at Atlas Farm, at the farm itself in Lydon, at the Amherst Winter Market, which is tomorrow among other weekends. Thank you to them and to Kristen Wilmer from CESA, the local hero folks, buy localfood.org.